On University of North Carolina Asheville Week, programs for helping low-income residents get their own home are crucial. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Patrick Balls, professor of mathematics, looks at a failed program to see what we can learn for the future.
Throughout the second half of the 20th century, hundreds of U.S. cities undertook urban renewal programs meant to remove blighted neighborhoods while freeing lands to be redeveloped for civic, commercial, and residential reuse. In the late 1970s, the Housing Authority of the City of Asheville was struggling to redevelop much of the land it had claimed through urban renewal in the historic Southside neighborhood. Hoping to enable one-time residents to return to their old community, the Housing Authority implemented the Housing Incentive Program, or the Dollar a Lot Program, through which prospective homeowners who committed to buying a home on a vacant lot were eligible to receive the lot for the price of $1. The little we know about the program comes from the archival records and local newspaper articles. The UNC Asheville Special Collections Library contains one of the country's largest known collections of urban renewal documents and maps, including the Housing Authority's two-page list of 58 participating homeowners in the Dollar a Lot program. These documents offer the only comprehensive accounting of the program's beneficiaries. We can place the program in location and time by cross-referencing these names with city directories, but a lot about the participants' identities is left out. Public statements by Housing Authority staff tell us that program participation was sluggish, pushing the Housing Authority to open the program up to developers in an attempt to stimulate then-stagnant construction while bolstering the city's tax base. Ultimately, the Housing Authority admitted that low-income residents struggled to take advantage of the program since they were required to build on the property within 1 year, and many prospective families had incomes too low to qualify for building loans from banks and lending authorities. It's still unclear whether the program offered much aid to Asheville residents displaced by urban renewal, but through archival research and the collection of firsthand accounts, we hope to paint a more complete picture of the Dollar a Lot program's impact on everyday community members.
That was Patrick Balls of the University of North Carolina, Asheville. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.